You see, it's one hemshich. Tread the Gemara now, choyze v'yoymer emes, oy eina choyze v'yoymer emes. It means in a case where somebody said, ani Hashem lekechem, and all of a sudden his father came in. So he said before, mefnei ha'yir, are you allowed to give him shalom aleichem? And then somebody came to you and gave you shalom aleichem. You're allowed to answer him back. Now, so you're mastic. When you go back now, do you have to say emes again or not? As you first said, ani Hashem lekechem emes. You said emes once. And right then, somebody was mastic you. So you have to start over again with emes or not. Choyze v'yoymer emes. Amar Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, yes, choyze v'yoymer emes. If you're mastic, if you said the word emes, when you start later, you have to say again the word emes. Rabbi Omar, no, ain't no choyze v'yoymer emes. You don't have to say over emes again. You said it once, that's enough. For who, there was a ma'isu, the knock of kindly the rabbi, somebody went in front of rabbi. Shemiyah rabbi, rabbi heard the way he was saying, Krishma, the yomer emes emes, with this ma'isu. He said, I'm here, some kind of emes. Then so his Rebbe came and gave him shalom aleichem, so he answered him back, and then he said emes again. Shrei zimni. I'm a rabbi, rabbi atainis this person. Call emes v'emes tafsir l'hai. That this guy likes to chafo, likes to keep on saying emes. Emes is not nice. Like you said an extra word, you're not supposed to. Shrashi. Call emes, emes tafsir l'hai. Rehita shal emes tafsir l'zeh. Like his mouth is a broken record. He keeps on saying over emes, emes, emes. That's not right. Omer Rav Yosef, kama malio hosh maitetu. How good this halacha is. The Riyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omer, Amri Marov, is how good this halacha will soon say what they said in Eretz Yisrael. And Amri Marov in Eretz Yisrael used to say, Arvis, when you say Kriyashm at night, so Pshita, the first two parashas you have to say, that's the mitzvah deraisa. The shayla is about the third parasha of Ayyamir. The Yika parasha is about Tzitzis. And Tzitzis is not Nogeya Balayla. So what's the chiyuv to say the third parasha? So in Eretz Yisrael they didn't say Vayomer. In Eretz Yisrael they used to, Arvin used to say, Davar al b'nei Yisrael, v'yamar to Aleim, and he used to stop, and he said, Yeah, Shalom HaKeichem Emes, and made a shortcut. And they left out the whole middle of the parasha, about parasha Tzitzis they didn't say. They just said, Yom HaShem HaKeichem Emes, v'yamar to Aleim, and then they said, Yeah, Shalom HaKeichem Emes. That's what they said in Eretz Yisrael. And he liked it very much, this halacha. Om Leia Baya, Baya Tainis. What? Some say that if you say the beginning of the end of a parsha, it wouldn't be good. It's only the middle of a parsha. But if you say the beginning of the Indian and the end of the Indian, it wouldn't be so good. Right? It's a good parsha. Yes, it's a parsha. So someone said, the other Gemara was, he wants to say parsha's bilum. She wants to take out the middle parsha by itself. That's an issa. But to say the beginning of a parsha and the end of a parsha, by itself, would be all right. They didn't say that either. That's not the Yikuva. What's so great about this Shmaita? Then the sin at night, you don't have to say Vayomer at all. No, the Yim Hisl, somebody did start to say the Parsha, Lachar is Goymer. You have to say the whole Parsha. So who is the Kashrim B'nei Merova? The Baal, they start to say it, they're supposed to finish it. Maybe you'll say a terrorist film. The Amato Lehem, Lehevi Ascholah. In the Marava, they hold you. Say, Dabra B'nai Yisrov, Amato Lehem, that's not called Ascholah. Only if you say more, it's called Ascholah. But that's not called Ascholah yet. So the Marnova, Amarav Shmur by Yitzchak, Amarav, Dabra B'nai Yisrov, Lehevi Ascholah. Just to say that, Dabra B'nai Yisrov, that's not called Yisrov yet. But the Amato Lehem, Hevi Ascholah. So the Baal Teretz Yisrael said, Yomar Leim, Luchu, they should have to finish their parsha. Then the Gemara Teretz is Nei Rav, is Amr HaPopom, Kosavi, this is the Machlekes. Kosavi, the Mar Rav, and Eretz Yisrael, they hold, Yomar Teretz Leim, not only have the Yaskola, they think that on this Halachom, they hold Dabra B'nai Yisrael, Yomar Teretz Leim, it's still not called star in the parsha. Up until there you can stop. That's what they did. Now the Yom of Yosulem Tzitzis. When you start saying Parsha Tzitzis, that's where you can't stop. So that's Pshan Eretz Yisrael. So Rosh Tabaya, how do we have to feel the Chlamaisa? How do we get our mimic that we say the whole Vayomer at night? Omer Abaye Hilkach. Na'anaskulu maskilu nukom maskilu marov. He thinks in Eretz Yisrael the mimic was that they always used to say, Na'avro v'nei Yisrov yamato layim. That much they did say. So who do we have to do that they did in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael didn't continue because they held yamato layim is not called Haskola until you start saying V'yosolem Tzitzis. Ma'ashen came for us. Of the chilon, the aschilon, nigmanam garminim. But us, since we have to say this much, v'yamatulayim, and we hold v'yamatulayim is called, you did start saying the parsha. May we finish? We say the whole parsha by yomer. So Amar Rav Kanu, Amar Rav, Lo Yaskol, don't stop saying Vayomer. Vayim Hiskol, if you did start to say Vayomer, Goymer. And since we hold that Yomato Leim is called Haskolom, therefore we, our many years to say the whole Vayomer at night time also.
Flashi Hosh Maite Torah, to Rav, to Rav Shmu Ba Yudu, Amar Amarovo. Shri Shmo Shav Arvit, and Kurim Bo Pashit Titus Kulo, to Fi Shem Mitzit Titus Balayla. Abu Maskil Mois, so they used to start doing it in Eretz Yisrael. O Mastikin Bo, O Madalgan Vayomer Ani Hashem Atechen Em. But we, how we hold no Yaku, and Sorach Lasko Vayomer, I was not to say it at all. Or Baskula Maskulin, so Maskula Marova. Our many years we do start saying it because they start in Eretz Yisrael. But we finish off because we hold the Matlaim is called Askolom, therefore we have to finish our Pasha. Right. Chia Barab Omar, Omar Ani Hashem Alakechem, Sorach Leimer Emes. You say Ani Hashem Alakechem, you have to say the word Emes. Lo Yomar Ani Hashem Alakechem, Ein Oit Sorach Leimer Emes. You don't have to say the word Emes. Fred Gemara, Akasha now, Chal Marova, Iva Boyle Akuri Atsias Mitzrayim. We had before the Mishnah, Laman, Kol Yimecha Yecha, Filu Balayla, the Mitzvah Tias Mitzrayim. So they didn't say, Ani Hashem Alakechem, Asher Atsais Yes, Kamei Yas Mitzrayim. They only said, Ani Hashem Alakechem Emes, Will is the Mitzvah Tias Mitzrayim. They didn't mention it at night time. And the Gemara, yes, they did mention it. They said Emes Femunu also. The Omar, Hochi. After they said, Moedim Anachnu, Moach Hashem Alakechem, Shoit Seisonu, Miyaras Mitzrayim, Uf Visonu, Beis Avodim, Viyosif Alonu, Nisim, Gvuras, Alayom, Visharon, Alot, Lecho. And we sang to you. That's what they ended off. They didn't say the whole Bruch Emes Emun, they didn't say in Eretz Yisrael. Only this few words they said. So, but in these few words, you talk about that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So, we yes, the Mitzvah of Tuchiyat Mitzrayim. So, Rashi, Omra ni Hashem Alakeichem, Dainu, Pasha Titiz, Yisroch Lein Emes, Kirastiv, Hashem Alakeichem Emes. For a boy like Kuri Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's not, in the Mishnah before, Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balele. You have a Mitzvah to say that night them also. Vilo Yom Emes Vemuno, Vilo Yom Pasha Titiz, Heichi Matzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where would they yet to this Mitzvah to say Yitzias Mitzrayim? As we lament, it could be yaitzed in one or two places, either in the end of Ayomer Asher Atzeis Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim, or else in Emes Memunu we talk about this Yitzchem Mitzrayim. But in Eretz Yisrael, my Rav, they didn't say either one of them. They didn't say Ani Hashem Asher Atzeis Yitzchem, and they didn't say Emes Memunu. The Teretz Torah, they said at least this part of the bracha they did say. Vishiron Elochod Rashi Mikol Moichah Beilim, Ma'achuscha Yerol Vanecho Agol Yisrov Ashkivenu. That they did say. But Emes Emunah, they only said these three psukim. This was Taisus Kash and Rashi. The Rashi before said that the bracha Emes Emunah is called the bracha Rucha. That's a very long bracha. So there is the Kash. You see how more you can make the bracha very very short. He said all you had to say here was just these two lines you had to say. Ma'idem Anachnu Bracha Shoshanim Emes Mitzrayim. This is very small. As Rashi calls Hashkivenu is called the small bracha. But Emes Emunah is called the bracha Arucha. Fred Toys says he can make the whole Emes Emunah in three lines here. So why is it called the bracha Arucha? But the Teretz we said was that the Yisrael of Rashi, bracha Arucha means you're saying different in Yonim. The bracha doesn't only have one inyan to it. The bracha has three different inyanim to the bracha. That makes the bracha Arucha. Now Shekin Hashkivenu, the whole thing talks about one inyan. That Hashem should protect us from the mazikim, or anybody does bad to us. Now Shekin the bracha Emes Emunah, you have to say three things. What are the three things? Like we say here. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and the base of Odin, for the son of base of Odin, the Sisla Nisim Gvur, Avayom, that you made the Mustang for the son of base of Odin, Matamakas Tachos, and you made the Kriyas Yamsuf. Now these are three in Yonim you're supposed to mention Emes Emunah. You see it's Mitzrayim, Makas Tachos, and Kriyas Yamsuf. So Abdi, you say it even though it's in very short, but it's three different in Yonim, that's called the Brach Aruch. Right, the Omer of Yeshua ben Korcho, Lomo Kodma Pasha Shema. So he says the Seder in the Mishnah, why do we have the first Pasha? First, that's Kabbalah Sol Makos Shemaim, then the second Pasha is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Now the Gemara says another reason. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yechoy Yoyimah, V'din hu really Sheyaktim Shema Lavoyim Shemoyah. I have another reason why Shema should come first. Shezel Lumoid V'zel Olami. That this one's talking about you yourself to learn, and the second Pasha is talking about teaching others. So Rashi, Shezel Lumot V'Dibatavon. It's the first V'Hafti says V'Dibatavon, you should learn. So Pshita, before you teach others, you have to learn yourself first. V'Zel Olamei, Olimaratem Oistam Esbenechem. V'Im Loilomat Chilev, you didn't learn yourself, Hech Yuma, there's one of how you teach your children. Therefore, Tshita, first comes the first parasha for Haftam, that's talking about teaching yourself. The Ibarta Bam, you should learn. And then from the second parasha, Limaratem, to teach your children. Why is the second parasha coming before the third parasha? Shezeh Lilmoy, Vizelas. The second one talks about learning, teaching children, and the last parasha is about doing the mitzvahs, tzitzis. So also, first teach others, then do mitzvahs. Shashi Vizelas, place by Yemir, Engbo Elo Asiya. So they're talking about Asiya. That's his cloud. For the more it says, tell us. For the more Otu Shema, Lilmoy, Yispe, Velame, Velasov, Lestay. In the first parasha of Yehafta, you have all three in Yonim there. Vuxir Vishinantam. Vishinantam means teach your children, so it's also teach. Uksharta Mukhsaftam. It talks about tefillin and about mezuzahs. Those are three mitzvahs. So the first parasha of Yehafta has all three in Yonim to it. It has the chiyuv to learn yourself, to teach your children, and do mitzvahs. Vizu, Voyim Shemoya, Lil Moizu, the Yisbeh does only have about teaching. The last is left, but doesn't have about doing mitzvahs. It has also mitzvah tefillin and mezuzah. Elo hokikum, this is what he meant to say. Vedinu shetachtim shema, first shema shekom levoyim shemoya, shezeh, the first parasha has all three in yonim. Lilmoid, ledabebom, it says, lelameid, vishinantum levenechom, velasoy, sukshatim uchsaftim, it says. That's why the hafahafta comes first, has all three in yonim. Voyim shemoya, second parasha levoyim, comes before the third parasha, shezeh, yeshpa, lilmoid, velasoy. It's the second parasha has about teaching and about doing mitzvahs. And Vayemer Ein Bo Ela La'aseh Tzuvah. That's what you have to say there. For the Gemara, V'teipik Leim Ben Yeshua Ben Korcho. What's wrong with the time of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says another reason. That the first one is Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim, then Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And Vayem is not Negei Yibalayla, only Vayem. And the Gemara, Chodav Yoykom Enech Nami. He's saying a time, and it's also masking to the Mishnah's time. Chodah, one time, is like the Mishnah says, Kadeshi Kabbal Olav, Ol Machash Shemayim Tchila. V'yach HaKaki Kabbal Olav, Ol Mitzvah. That's one reason. V'yod, he's saying another reason. Meshum Dispehani Milyach V'naisah. That V'yod, that V'hafta has all three in Yonim, that's the theme of why it comes first. Trashuk Shatim, the Tfilin, Uchsatim, the Mezuzah Fiyi. Tomorrow, Rav, Mashi, Yodah, Rav used to wash his hands in the morning, the Korva Kriyishma, and he'll say Kriyishma, V'yanach Tfilin. Then he would first put on tefillin. This is the kasha, madri yol. First you put on tefillin, then you say Krishna. Well, so the maskana was, the shamash didn't bring his tefillin. He left the tefillin home, he didn't get it yet. And getting late, so he had to say Krishna first. But that's terrible. But he did was, he washed his hands, he said Krishna, then he put on tefillin. But totally, then he damaged Manesra. For the Gemara, the Heshkir, the Hochi, how do you do like this? On the Tirashi, Rashi, Rav, Masha, Yodi, Pamachas. Only happened one time. His ruin, Shasa came. That's first he said Krishma, then Tfilin. That's the kasha. What Tanya we learned. If somebody is Isaac digging the kever for a mace, that's called his Isaac the mitzvah. Somebody is digging out the hole. Kuch using a mold used to have in the ground, used to like make a hole in the wall to put the mace in. Is Tota mi Krishma, he's Tota from Krishma, or minat filo from Davini. Because he's Isaac with mitzvah, Tota min a mitzvah, so minat filo from film also. When we call mitzvah some worth for Torah, every mitzvah. The Giyah is Zman Krishma, it becomes the Zman Krishma, then now it says there's a spirit, now it says Oyla, you're supposed to stop digging and go up, the night the Yod of Washi ends, the Maniach filo, the current Krishma must follow. So, here the Kashrut, you see, what's the Seder? First you put on Tfilin, and then you say Krishma. So the Kashrut and Rav, how come Rav first said Krishma, then Tfilin? But I call upon him his left right at the Spirit of Menei Bay. So the Gemara Gufa Kashrut. Reisho, my potter. First you say, if you dig in a grave, you potter for no mitzvahs. I think the mitzvahs, potter for no mitzvahs. The safe, and right away you say no. It comes as man Krishma, stop digging, and go and daven. Safe for Chayim. And the Gemara Holokash, that's not so schwer. There's a chilek, safer betray. We have two people digging. So maybe you could finish the grave even if one stops and says Krishma while the other one is digging. For Reisha B'chot, Mashenka the Reisha is talking about there's only one digger there, so you have to finish, the mason's there, they're waiting for you. So there, you have to admit, so you shouldn't stop. Mashenka, when you have two, so you can take a break. One digs and one says Shema, then they change around. It's Shran Rav, here the Seder it says, you're supposed to wash your hands, put on tefillin, then say Krishma. So how come Rav first said Krishma, then put on tefillin? of the Gemara, Rav Kavishu ben Korcha Svirle. I'll tell you, Rav Holder Kavishu ben Korcha. The Yom HaWad, Ol Macha Shemayim Tchila, V'yachat Kacho Mitzvah. As the Mishnah, he says, why do we first say V'yachta, and then V'yachim Shemayim? Because V'yachta has Kabbalah Ol Macha Shemayim. That means like Krishna comes first. Then you do the Mitzvah. So the Gemara, Hey, Mod Yom Yavishu ben Korcha Lahaktim. Kriya Lakriya. He's only talking about the Seda Parashis. We say first Shema, then Voyim Shemoyim. Or the Kriya Lathiya Mishamatlay. Did the Mishuv and Korcha say that first you can say Krishma and then do the mitzvah Tfilin? Abadat Nageyat Asiya Tfilin. Tfilin comes first. I will soon see why. The Su, Misav like Yavishuv and Korcha, is that true? The Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Zimnan, another time, Sagin, I was walking, I have a Kimna Kaim with the Rav, I was going in front of Rav. And I saw Rav Umati Mamashi Yodi, he washed his hands, Umavorach, he made Brichas HaTorah, Umati learned Pirk, he gave a shear, he learned, then Umonach Tfilin, first he put on Tfilin, Lord Akori Krishma. You see, Rav himself, Rebbe himself, first put on Tfilin, and then he said Krishma. But the Mordechai Taylor, but Leimot is the man Krishma, talking about here, it didn't come to the man Krishma yet, and came of a Zoy, Maya Sadusei. The Rebbe Chiya Rashi, what's the Sabbath? What are you saying then? Chitiv thing comes about Krishma. And the Gemara, La'afuke miman biyoma le'mishnein tzarech levorach. That some learned that here the Maisa was that he washed his hands and he made a bracha, brichas atorah, and then he said a shir. So the chiddush here is that he made a brichas atorah. Even though he's only learning Mishnais, and there's a man beyond before that says only on Mikro he has to make a bracha, not for Mishnah. For Mashma, even for Mishnah also he has to make a bracha. Now it's circle of work. So maybe this Maisa wouldn't be such a kasha. Although Nikol Mokam kasha the Rav, but still a kasha in the first Maisa Rav. How come over there Rav first said Krishma, and then he put on Tfilin? And tomorrow the Matkonar is Shlucha Yudhi Yavis. So that only happened one time, that the Shliach that was supposed to bring his Tfilin got lost, got delayed. And by the time he came to Shul, it was after his man Krishma. So then the Rav chapped the Rhine and said Krishma first, and then he put on Tfilin.
Rashi. Kuch, Rashi, Keve Shechoifim Bekivos Moro, Okra Dalad Rochel Zayon Tfokim.
That's what he used to dig. It's in the gray, in the cave. He used to dig in the sides, in the wall of a cave, to put the mace in. Put them in Krishma, the Eishi, the Mitzvah, put them in a Mitzvah. They mean the Parakama. The Shif, the Chod, the Veisdecha, Prat, the Eishi, the Mitzvah. The safe that says you have to stop and say Krishma, the Paratikokakama. In Shnaim, there are two people digging. Meniach Eskabei Rechoifu, let him finish digging. Vu'aylo Mekayim Mitzvah Krishma, Tfilin. Utfilo, the Chayzalim Locha, the Chaveru Yaldi, the Nia Tfilin, the Krishma, the Stalin. When we call Mokam Tfilin Koizim the Krishma, you see here that first you put on Tfilin, then you say Krishma. So first we want to say Rav holds like Rabbi Shulman Korcher, all mitzvahs, Tanacha Tfilin, all mitzvah. Putting on Tfilin is all mitzvah. So first comes all Macha Shemayim, say Krishma, then you do the mitzvah Tfilin. So the Gemara Yoni said that by Kriya Lekriya, Shema, Shukabos Macha Shemayim, Levohayim Shemaya, Shukabos all mitzvahs. That one comes before the other one. Mashen came before the mitzvah. Asiya Avada, first you put on Tfilin, then you say Krishma. So another Maisa was Rav Umatzi, Maslin got up early, Mavorach Alateri, made a Brichas Atera, Umatzi Pirkin, he learned, Al Motrashi Matimu Lasik Patera, Dainu Asiya the mitzvahs, first he did mitzvahs, Matmi Malchashemayim, there's another Kasha that says first he did mitzvahs, and then he did all Malchashemayim. So you see, he's also Maskim, first put on Tfilin, then say Krishma. So Matkona Teret was Shluch Ehudi Yovis Hashliya Kilko. The Shliya got lost. Sheikha Lohavi Loi Tfilin Mikora Vigi is Man Krishma Vuskot Lichkoras Kdei Shliyav Razman Zuchimot Shluch Ehudi Tfilin Anchinu. About later when the Shliya came, he put on his Tfilin. But the reason why he said Krishma first was because the Shliya wasn't even on it. But about our Rav is also Maskim to say that like we do, first we put on Tfilin and then we say Krishma. Like the Morris says next one more line, Amar Ula, Kol HaKoyre Krishma B'loi Tfilin, Ki Lumei Adei D'Sheke B'Yatzmoy. That's our Lach, that's why the Krishma must be Mak B'Tat Tfilin on. Amar Akiva Rav Amar Yechanan, Ki Lu Hikrib Oyla B'loi Mincha B'Zevach B'loi Nesochim. As if you brought a Korban Oyla without a Mincha, or you didn't do the Mitzvah B'Shleimu. But Rashi here also, Rashi, Kilu Hikrib Oyla B'loi Mincha, or before, Kilu Meidei D'Sheke B'Atzmoy, Mishna Malya, it's like a nice lotion. Kilo hikriv oilov le mincha, shechai va kotzalakriv imo, When you bring a korban early, you're supposed to bring a mincha with it. Can ever be a seifot? Af hakayra v'yena makayim ain't a gomer of the mitzvah. It's like a chesaron in the mitzvah's kriyashma. He not makayim the mitzvah kitakuna. It's the mitzvah supposed to be with the tefillin on. I got a place before we had the kasha Rashi Shita was that in the morning you're first to get up and daven first and then learn. Rashi learns not even supposed to learn before you daven. So here's the maestro was Rav Tzav Yerov. He washed his hands, he made brich tzur, he gave a shir, and then he first said kriyas, then he first daven. So mashmi, you are allowed to learn before you daven. So Tzav they say is a chilek whether you're learning the rabbi and giving the shir. If you're learning the rabbi, even Rashi's mashmi, you're allowed to learn first. Because for rabbim, it's not shayach, they'll come later. Maybe they can't make it later, you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn the rabbi. Now shayachim b'yochid, it's a question, should you learn first and then daven? Well, daven first and then learn, Rashi Shitzur is, first you're supposed to daven and then learn. But here the mice was Rav Tony Turka, he gave a shiur but Rav, and that's mutter.
You are holding the test of Ovam Aralef, just the last Gemara again on Yudam base was that the Omer Reb Yechon, Yechon says like this, that Horoitze Shekabal Olav Olmach HaShemayim Shleimah, that somebody wants to be mekabel upon himself, except do this mitzvah of shleimus, a complete mitzvah of kabbalah, full machashemayim, the mitzvah of kriyashemayim, what should he do? So, on top of that,